Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And Rummage and Crean were in the 680 studio watching the game. So Ince and I were in the conference room. So I was going back and forth, you know, chitting and chatting with all the guys.
And James Strebel.
Rummage had on some
old... nearly cursed. I don't know what he said.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On ESPN 680 105.7. Reminder, we're ready to go for NFL this weekend. We'll have both the Westwood one and the Colts feed for your Colts at Bills beginning at 12 o'clock right here on ESPN 680. Rams Seahawks, Bucks Skins, or Washington, excuse me. We'll have that on Sunday. We'll have both the national feed and the Ravens feed of Ravens Titans. That at 12:30. We'll Bears Saints, Brown Steelers. We are locked and loaded.
Yeah.
And all of that is presented by Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Body Armor sports drink, only you can. Available at Kroger and the Raven. Used to be Molly Malone's there in St. Matthews. The official Lamar bar all season long. All right, well, let's get to Tyler Mansfield. We like him. He's got a molasses voice. We were wowed by him when we talked Western Kentucky, and now we bring him in for more sadness as we talk Vanderbilt basketball. Tyler, I'm sorry we're doing this to you. Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Andy? Good to hear from you again.
Yes. Well, here we are. We talked Western Kentucky basketball last time. Was it the football or basketball? I can't remember.
Basketball.
And
football.
Okay.
Oh, it was football.
It was football.
Yeah.
And so that game happened, and now we get Vanderbilt and Kentucky. And so this game wasn't supposed to probably be nearly as interesting, but Kentucky basketball isn't very good. But we need to talk about Vandy. So give us a generic intro on Vanderbilt basketball, and then we'll dive into some of the specifics.
Yeah, Vanderbilt, obviously coached by Jerry Stackhouse. My first game of the year, I took over the beat. I think they had a game against Mississippi Valley State at home. Went out there, obviously, it was a 40-point win. I was like, this team's pretty good. And they played Richmond and Radford, two top 25 caliber teams back-to-back weeks, and got beat by both those teams. Then they go and play Florida and play them close early and then fall apart from there. It's a team where there's so much talent, but not much is happening out of those guys. They're so talented. Obviously, the team starts up with Scottie Pippen Jr., obviously the son of Scottie Pippen. 25 points a game right there, give or take. He's a great shooter. He can play the point guard role so good. And Jerry's been trying to play him off the ball some, too. I mean, he's been doing good things there, too. But there's not really a second guy that steps up each night and helps him out. There's a guy named Dylan DeSue. He should be a 20-point per game scorer. He's scoring 11.4 right now, not doing very much. He's in a cold spell. He's an on-off type of guy. Either he's cold or he's hot. There's no in-between for him. And I think there's no the big man presence is not good for them right now either, and especially playing in the SEC. There's so many good bigs. And for Vanderbilt, there's something that they can put down there to score, get rebounds, or box out. Just by seeing them the first four or five games this year, there's so much to work on. It's a team that, like I said, so much talent, but I don't know what the pieces aren't together there. Obviously, Stackhouse is an NBA guy, and that's kind of his coaching mentality. There's not really X and O's during the game. It's like you coach during practice and you play the game. If things work out well, they do. If they don't, they don't. You go to the next practice. But the Florida game, it was 14-14 early, and then Florida had a 14 or 18 overrun there. They got down double digits and lost by 20. So there's positives and negatives, but more so there's a lot of things to work on.
I was going to say, it sounds like these guys should be better than they are, except for Pippen Jr. Why are they not? Is it youth? Like, what do you think it is? Because they do have some talent.
Right. There's so many good guys on the roster. You know, they're starting five capable of playing, I think, any team in the SEC. You know, they start Pippen Jr. at the point, and then they brought in a new guy, a freshman, this past week. I'm trying to think of his name right there. But they brought a freshman off the bench. His first team, he hits 4 3-pointers, plays pretty well, and he's able to free up Pippen. And Pippen likes playing off the ball, so that helps out a lot. But then I think they've rotated the lineup around 4 or 5 times this year. I wrote a story this week kind of breaking down my thoughts in the lineup, and I can't figure out what they want to do with it because they'll start 3 or 4 guards one game and then go 3 fours next game. And I think he's trying to experiment, which makes sense early in the year, but now you're an SEC player and you're trying to figure out what to do with the lineup. Pippen's always the guy. He'll score 20, 25, 30, even one time this year. D'Souza's the guy. He's a 6'9 forward. The play is from the wing a lot. He doesn't score inside, which he should be doing. So I think to get him more touches around the rim, he'll score maybe 25-30 a night and be very good for him.
Well, great. He and Olivier Saar can just stand outside and miss jumpers. They can just stay in Rupp Arena and just shoot jumpers until the end of time. Tyler Mansfield with us at Rivals Mansfield, Western Kentucky. Vanderbilt has got you covered on a bunch of stuff there. Vanderbilt basketball being one of it. Scottie Pippen Jr. What do you think? How do you think? Let me ask this. What do you think Kentucky does with him? Devin Askew, a slower, smaller guard. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Terrence Clark being out. Obviously, that length would be vital in a role against Pippen. What do you think they do tonight? And how much do you think he could carry them tonight in Rupp Arena?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Scottie's a great player, and he's hard to guard for anybody. I've seen some very caliber point guards try to guard him. He still puts up 20 or 25 points. But the thing is with Scottie is there's games where he'll start out very cold and have 4 points at halftime and explode for 24, 26 in the second half. This is a game where if he scores 6 or 8 in the first half, then man, he has literally no chance at all to beat Kentucky. And even if the UK team is not very good, obviously we've seen that it's a terrible non-conference season. The game against Mississippi State was terrible. The whole overtime of that game was not fun to watch whatsoever. Just very sloppy basketball. But Vanderbilt, with Pippen Jr., I'm not sure who'll match it with him. I guess Askew will there, or Davion Mintz might get on him some too. But I don't know how they can match up with him because he's just so quick. He's versatile. He can step out and shoot it. But his game is he creates turnovers and gets the steals. He takes off down the backcourt and scores easy layups. He's just an all-around player. He's an NBA guy. He should be a first-round pick before too long. Maybe next year, the year after that, he stays more than 1 year at Vandy. But he's a tough player. He can score. He can shoot it. He finds his teammates. And he's one of the best players in the league for a reason.
Coming for you, Streep.
I know.
My co-host here, he's a Kentucky fan. He's nervous about every game.
Yes.
But he has got the post-game show tonight at 9 o'clock. And so he's wanting it to be over so he can go to bed by 10 o'clock. And I told him there's no way, B-Boy. Each one of these games is going to be 68-63.
Well, one of the
But the spread's 12. And so 12, I don't know what's going on. Go ahead.
One of the things that Mansfield was talking about is Vanderbilt has all this talent or perceived talent, and they're not really doing anything with it.
That's like Kentucky.
They sound like they're mirror images of each other, Kentucky and Vanderbilt, all this perceived talent but not doing much with it. Let me flip it on you. So defensively, what does Vanderbilt do? Kentucky struggles on offense. How confident do you feel that Vanderbilt can continue to stop Kentucky and not allow them to score? I mean, it's been a labor all season long for Kentucky to try to get anybody to score. Obviously, Dante Allen blew up with 23 points the other night versus Mississippi State. What's Vanderbilt going to do is try to further slog down Kentucky's offense? Are they a zone team, man-to-man team? What does Jerry Stackhouse like to do?
Vanderbilt is usually a man-to-man team. They play a little zone. The zone they run is unique to kind of a 2-1-2 I've seen throughout the year. But I think man-to-man-wise, these two teams match up well, but not in a weird way. I think it's a matchup where the players are even skilled, but I think UK's players, there's multiple guys that have been hard to guard, obviously. Like, for example, I'm not sure who Albany will start at the center position. Usually it's Cleveland Brown, but he's been out with abdominal strain. I think he's still out for his last game, matter of fact. They might start a guy named Quint Malora Brown there. And Quint Malora Brown is a 6'10 guy for them, but he's not very good when it comes to guarding guys, not really same size or bigger than him. For example, I guess if Olivier Saar is down there, he's a 7-foot guy, he's playing pretty well recently, he'll be hard to guard. So defensively, I would think this would be a game where they have to run zone because UK's quick, obviously, with all those guards back there, and Coors Boston, and if Dante Allen plays again like tonight, does what he did against Mississippi State, it's going to be tough to handle. So I guess they run a man-to-man there for a little bit maybe, and if it don't work, which I don't think it will, back up to his own and see what happens from there. But it'll be a tough team to guard for sure.
Are you going to the game tonight? Are you watching from afar?
I usually travel to Europe as many times as I can, and travel, and really I like traveling, but that's a game where I'll be on my couch with the laptop fired up and watching from home.
Well, there you go. Yeah, Strieble's going to be his laptop fired up, drinking bourbon, firing tweets at Louisville fans. That's probably what he's going to do. How do you think? What kind of prediction would you have tonight? You think Kentucky wins? I guess by how much?
I think in any year, I would think UK double digits, and I think this year is the year where UK will still win this game. But I think it's going to be close. And I don't think it'll be pretty by any means at all. I think UK has some momentum now after getting that first league win, but I think Vandy saw what they can do, like, you know, playing Florida so close early and seeing how they match up. Obviously, Florida was so hot that game. It's hard to guard a team who hits many threes and shoots, you know, 60% from the field. But I think it's the game where, like you said earlier, I think, you know, 68-63 in a 60s-type game where maybe it's sluggish at halftime, maybe in the high 20s, low 30s, and eventually UK pulls away. But I don't see this game – I don't see either team leading by more than – I wouldn't even say 10 points tonight.
Wow,
I really don't see it happening because both of them are so just – I'm not saying they're both bad. They're not good right now.
So that means one team's going to be up by 30 at some point. Now that we all have the same analysis, I will be wrong. Strieble and Tyler Mansfield will all be wrong about the analysis for tonight's game. Tyler Mansfield at Rivals Mansfield if you want to follow him. Tyler, always appreciate the time. Take care, man.
And you too. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Tyler Mansfield here on ESPN 680, 105.7. There you go.
Boy, just a barn burner tonight. I tell you what.
Well, Mansfield on a Monday Tuesday?
I like Mansfield
on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. And then, you know, he, just the way he talks is just fantastic. I just love
Why are you sinking?
I'm not sinking.
He sunk three. He almost sunk on that question.
But I've recovered nicely.
You did. A few more Busch Lights, you would have been screwed.
I would have been like,
You were right on the edge. I'm sitting here looking like, is he really going to sink?
And I didn't.
And you didn't.
Yeah,
I recovered.
But no, this game is just going to be so bad to watch. I mean, that Mississippi State game was bad enough, except for the Dante Allen stuff and Cal getting booted. What exciting thing's going to happen? Nothing.
What's the over under on Dante Allen tonight? DraftKings doesn't have it.
It's got to be, I would say, 9.5. I'd put it at 9.5.
Wow.
Right underneath
double
digits.
But you know nothing about gambling, but I don't think that's a bad line.
Well, I don't know anything about gambling, but you had to think, okay, he's not going to score 20-plus again. And if you're a UK fan, you at least want him to get into double digits. So you put it at right there at 9.5, right under 10, and then go from there. That's what
I would say. 11.5. Because that's four threes. Like, if he hits four threes, he goes over.
I feel like him speaking on authority, Mitch, a guy that's never made a bet in his life. That's where I would have it.
Yeah.
By the way, I agree with you and not Mitch. No, I think it would be 9.5.
Yes,
sorry,
yes.
Mitch.
No, all that money I won Sunday, gone already. Almost.
It's gone already?
Oh, what have you blown the money on?
Come on. IU basketball?
I had a bunch of teasers yesterday that didn't hit.
On what? What was? I mean, you
the
had
biggest
IU
sucker
basketball.
Bet, the biggest sucker bet in America is the teaser bet.
So a few NBA games.
Yep.
Is that what it was, NBA?
You bet in NBA.
No,
I've seen this.
No. The Knicks, though, like the Knicks are good.
Julius Randle.
Listen, leave that for Bob. I don't care about the Knicks. leave that talk to Bob and Nick.
Can he paint turn okay? Randall's career around?
I don't care about any of that, okay? I want to know about your losing and gambling. Let's focus there.
All right, let me look it up. Hold on.
All right, hit it. I thought you were ready. You interjected. Hit the thing. Okay. Legal ID, and then we'll talk about gambling. I got something for Blankenbaker. Blankentrump.
Blankentrump.
All right. All right, 437-9680, it's the take. Anthony Sweeney, James Strieble, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out in the Mobile Papa John Studios on this Tuesday. Tyler Mansfield joined us for 7 or 8 minutes there. Talk a little Vandy basketball tonight. Mike DeCorsi will join us in an hour, and we'll talk some cards, some cats, and everything else as we get you ready for not only Kentucky's game tonight, Louisville's game, big game against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Who knows with COVID and you know, Georgia Tech having to take a pause and do some contact tracing and other things. We'll see if the game happens on Saturday or you know, on Saturday afternoon or not. All right, Mitch, let's go. Let's go back here. So Mitch was on a heater. He was like 15-3. He had a great weekend Saturday and Sunday. He won some money. Yeah. I contend he didn't win a much of money. He just was getting out of the red, so I wasn't going to have to get a kneecap snapped in half when he was walking his dog at 8 o'clock at night. But all of that aside, like most bad gamblers, you have now reinvested that money and you have lost money. So where are you over the last 48 hours after you had such a great weekend and you were nailing everything?
Okay, so yesterday I had a teaser of Monmouth +6.5 and Southern Illinois +14.5. Those both lost. And then I had another this one's the one that hurts. I had Montana -2.5, and Montana won by 2, of course, and Indiana -0.5. So all I needed was Indiana to win, which
they did. Yeah. And they took care of business.
Yeah, so
God,
and then,
I was rooting against them too.
They won by, what,
and
four?
Then today
I was going to lead with Mike DeCourcy as a time to get rid of our team, and they won by 7 or 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then today I had Toledo -1. Which won today, but this guy I follow said that Toledo's like had a bunch of players that had team rules and troubles or whatever, so he said to hedge the bet, and so I hedged it with Kent State -1, so that lost. So those basically cancel each other out. And then I had Boston.
So you had both -1 and +1 of the Kent State game?
And Toledo.
Lord.
And then Boston Why? University -13 did not hit.
Why? Why are you doing
man.
This?
It's just a bunch of teams. He has no idea about
exactly.
any of them.
It's like, Mitch, you're just throwing money away.
And then I have a teaser today, which I had Toledo +3.5 in that teaser, which covered because he won. And I just need Dayton to cover 7. And I'll be even.
I thought you were a mid-major Mitch. I thought you knew about these mid-major teams. I thought that was like your expertise, right?
Not all of them.
Okay. Why are you betting on them?
Texas says Strieble didn't sink there, but he swallowed plenty of water. Texas says that Tyler Guy's voice, he sounds like a rummage wannabe.
What?
Texas says Strieble is a fake UK fan.
I am not a fake UK fan. Just because I don't kiss up to your boy all the time, Tyler Perry, doesn't mean I'm a fake UK fan. I'm a real UK fan. Look at my wardrobe. Not right now, but a lot of times I'm just I've got Kentucky mittens in my pocket. Look at this. Not real. They're gloves, but, you know. Look at that. See? Not a real UK fan. How about that?
Why do you have mittens?
Well, they're gloves.
Yeah, but why do you have gloves?
Because it's cold. I like gloves when I drive.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Mitch, are we still skipping? I've turned off everything. Nothing's connected to my internet.
Still skipping.
All right. We'll go to hell and take a break.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There was a tweet.
Jack Pilgrim
tweeted a picture of Dante Allen standing on this floor at the hump. And
like he was the last one.
Like he was soaking it in.
Yeah, like he was
like
soaking
he just won
in
the national
moment.
Championship.
Exactly.
Right.
And James Strieble.
Pay attention to the picture he has a headset on because he's doing the post-game interview with Mike Pratt and Tom Leach. That's what he was doing on the court, not just soaking it in. I mean, it was embarrassing, Andy.
Do you have to tell me?
It was
like, how I opened the show.
This is not what's going on right now. This isn't it. This is fake news.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're back. I think we sound better. Mitch, do we sound better? Yes, no,
yes.
Good. We sound better. All right, it's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Technical issue. We are back at it. I just want to keep going. I just want to keep going from what we were talking about. Mitch's terrible betting is where we left off. He has now lost
text
all of his.
Text crushing me.
It should be crushing you. You're doing Montana State teasers.
I don't get it. I mean, I understand betting on like big sporting events or NFL or big time NCAA football, basketball, but why waste time and money on these little teams that you don't know anything about?
I mean, because I follow cappers, and that's who they tell me to bet.
Yeah, the knee
and they don't hit.
Follow you.
You don't follow cappers. You think you know more than all of them. You stop. You stop right now.
If I like the play, I play it.
Well, that's not following cappers. Following cappers is what they take, you take. That's what you were asking people to do, essentially, when you gave back all that money on your birthday weekend.
I am a little peeved off about this one guy I follow.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a new follow. I'm not going to give the account out, but That's what the Toledo play was. He said, take Toledo last night. So I took Toledo last night for today. And then he put out there that, hey, I've been hearing that Toledo's going to be missing some players for some team issues. Hedge your bet with Kent State. And so I hedged a bet. And then, like, an hour later, he goes, bleep it. Just stay with Toledo.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad job.
Yeah, that is a bad job. So I'm done with that guy. I mean, I'm not losing tons of money. Like, this is just the one time I followed this capper that he gave me some poor advice.
Texter says, hey, guys, the skipping was out of control. Texter says, all Strebel does is kiss up to Calipari. He thanked the man during a media presser, LOL. Texter says, the skipping is out of control. Texter says, I can relate to Mitch's gambling habits more than I care to admit.
Huh. Well, you have a compadre out there, Mitch.
Texter says, the skipping is so bad. Texter says, Mitch, just give your money to the Crusade for Children.
That's a good idea. Charity. No, okay, Mitch.
I'm reading the text line. Texas says, you guys are skipping hard. Texas says, I got Toledo plus 2.5. Where are you betting them minus 1?
That's what I got at last night.
Texas says, I know the problem, Mitch. You're betting Monmouth and Montana. You might as well be betting on Ukrainian handball or whatever the shady sport Locke was betting on back at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. To get his fix, Locke had to bet on some Ukrainian sports.
Texas says, Dribble saying, I understand betting on big events is a massive lie. Yeah, I would agree. You don't know anything about any of this.
I don't, but I would figure that Mitch would rather bet on teams that he actually sees and he can actually have data on, except for following some random Twitter dude.
I do.
And saying, yeah, I'll follow what he knows about Toledo.
Look, football's my sport. Like, football, I can do well in football. It's basketball to where, like, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday games.
Then don't bet on it.
I can't just not bet.
Shame on Mitch putting us in the position where I have to call him on, I do good in football. Mitch!
I do.
Don't make me do this.
Have I not gave winners on this show? Ole Miss moneyline, Ole Miss beating Indiana, Ole Miss beating Kentucky.
You have.
Missouri beating Kentucky.
Come on. You got an entire catalog of losses.
Yeah. I mean.
Strebel's scared right now.
I'm trying to. I don't want to be mean to you. At all.
But he's only mean to you.
I know.
This is your moment right
now. I
know,
but I'm just saying we could pull
up. This is the blind spot that Lachlan McClain had. Mitch has the same blind spot as Locke, and I find it to be interesting.
Well, it's like all we had to do is go back and pull up old True Degenerate tweets and see where you didn't win in football. I mean, that's not that hard to do. Well, you just got to go back and look at them. Just like you did with my tweets and retweeted the Carly Jones stuff, I could go back to your True Degenerates podcast, retweet those, and look, loss, loss, loss.
Texas says, Strebel's a fake UK fan. He's a clown. He's a fake UK fan and a fake tough guy who needs gloves to drive in 40-degree weather. It's a great point on the back end there.
I like wearing gloves when I drive. It makes me feel like a race car driver. What of it? Fake tough guy. I'm sure you're real tough.
Anonymous text was sent this. You ready for this, Mitch? Hey, Mitch, didn't you crush Grossman yesterday for being on the board all day Saturday?
Someone text that to the text
and
line.
And not being
it.
That hard, now sound doesn't work and the sky is falling. Hashtag gotcha.
All right, Ince, listen up here, buddy.
Ooh. Is that Ince?
Where I got it from was not Ince.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Ince would usually text me as
Damn,
well.
I really thought it was Ince.
No, I don't think it's Ince because he'd text that to me
well,
as
Ince,
well.
Ince also got mad. Mitch, you'd have loved this. We didn't talk about this. Ince was not happy, and he's going to have to get over it. But Ince, so on Saturday,
yeah,
it was going to line up to where Louisville basketball was over and Kentucky football was you would have enough
was ending too. We'd have enough time.
Louisville basketball was supposed to end at 2:00.
Yeah.
Kentucky football, you know, 3:15. You're good to go. Louisville wins a sleepy game by what was it, 12:14.
Yeah.
You didn't really feel like you were going to lose. But Louisville basketball, they start fouling with like 3 minutes to go
it was
in
like
that
foul
damn
after
game.
Foul. Yeah.
And then in the Kentucky football game, it was run. after run, and the clock just kept going. And I started looking at the clock. I'm like, man, this is going to be closer than it should
that
be.
That buffer zone's
Kentucky,
shrinking.
Louisville didn't end until like 2:21,
yeah,
something like that. So we lost a good 20 to 30 minutes of buffer there while Kentucky was just churning 37 seconds off the clock. And by the way, NC State won much better.
No, they weren't.
Okay, completing 3-yard Hockman guy who sucks.
Terrible.
Louisville would have beat. They sucked, okay?
He was really bad.
And so I put him on speakerphone.
Yeah, this was
so
great.
You were there, Mitch.
I was in the room.
This.
I was in the conference room.
Ents, okay,
yeah,
is training on the board for things that in the near future
things
we will be announcing, okay?
Yes.
And he's just learning things, and he'll catch on. It's easier, whatever. And so he has sat in on training sessions. And so,
yes,
you know, what I said was Grossman's going to have to be finishing up U of L.
Yeah.
Before he waddles like Gruden over, okay?
Yeah.
And takes over. Yeah, and then takes over. But he might have to get the Kentucky stuff on the air while he's wrapping up U of L. Mm-hmm. And so for 5 minutes or so, maybe 10 minutes, Ents, you might have to sit there and answer a call.
Yeah.
And say, Travis on line one.
Sure.
And he didn't like that.
He didn't like it at all.
He wasn't happy?
He
was not happy. I knew he wasn't happy. And he tried to play that he hadn't been trained,
he's
which
like,
was true.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Right.
I don't know if I can do this. And you're like, well, all I got to do is just, you know, put him on hold and – you know, pop on your mic. Well, he's like, well, I do know how to do it. He does know how to. Notice he did say he did know how to pop on the mic.
Well, that's
he did know how to do that.
All you have to do is press on the mic, and then when you have a caller, press on the caller.
Yes, that's it.
That would be the most he would have to do, maybe once or twice.
But he was frightened and angry.
He wasn't frightened. He was thinking that he was bigger and better than that.
I need to be in the studio.
He needs to be in the studio. I need to be in mic one, mic two.
Yes.
I need to show that I am not a board operator.
Right.
I am better than that. I am Jason Ents.
I'm a host. I'm a host and a co-host. That's what I am. I'm not there back, you know, slumming it with Crean. You know, I'm not doing Crean's job. But no, he was perturbed by it. Yeah. The scene was, it was Ents and I, and the Jack Grossman's phone was in the middle of the table, and he just left it there, and he ran away because he had to go do something for Ethan. And so,
just going to reiterate everything Andy just said?
No, I just thought it was funny. There was Andy and I, not Andy and I, Jason and I sitting around Crean's phone, and Jason just shaking his head and like, I can't, I'm not doing that. No, no. That's what happened.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Mitch? What do you think of that?
It's a funny story.
You know,
but the text in question was, first off.
You know what?
What's
you know
going
what?
On right
you
now?
You know what?
First
Turn
off.
Your mic off. Turn the mic off. No, no.
All right.
Just, first off.
All right.
What's happening?
There was a text in question, and then we just talked. We didn't even address it, but that's fine. We don't have to address it.
Address what?
He's mad at the text.
What
said,
text?
The one that said that Mitch was crushing Crean and
gotcha.
Saying how easy his job
oh,
was, a 10-hour day.
Yeah,
right.
Because first off, I wasn't crushing him. I was crushing the people congratulating him. I told that to Crean personally. Crean's like, why are you crushing me for – I was like, Crean, I wasn't crushing you. I was crushing the people congratulating you for working a long shift.
I totally agree with Mitch on that.
Okay,
I totally agree.
Yeah,
and then what?
Like Grossman works a shift and he gets congratulations.
Yeah, well, I was a part
of
it.
Crean did nothing wrong. Crean didn't boast about it at all.
I was a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I led the charge. I'm sure, you know, it's my fault. Blame me. Blame me, Mitch.
Yeah,
I'll be your fault.
I wasn't bitching and complaining about what was going on with the studio. I was trying to fix things. And I can't play. I can't do my job properly when things aren't working properly.
So you're innocent in all this. You did nothing
wrong.
Well,
I do love how Nick Valvano blamed all of us in a Rick Pitino move.
It was great.
He blamed us for not telling him to simply
restart
the computer,
It was
that wasn't working.
Yeah.
Texas says, Ents Shapiro. Texas says, is Trace Jackson Davis still the best local player this year? Well, damn right. Didn't he have a double-double last night?
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Led Indiana won. Indiana to the victory over Maryland. I'm not sure what exactly the numbers are, but I'm sure he's very
That's
good.
That's fine. I wasn't really going to you for that.
I didn't think so.
You didn't have to sink there for no reason.
Well, I just, you know, I figured I'd throw my 2 cents in there for IU
Let's
basketball.
See. Trace Jackson Davis, 22-15.
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. So
you used to have players like that.
Yes, I remember P.J. Washington not too long ago.
Oh, he did
was
22-15.
Yeah, he was able to do that. Went number 9 in the draft or whatever it was.
That was like more like 12.
I don't think it was.
It was like 12. It was like
12. He was lottery.
He was, yeah. I think, yeah, two spots before Tyler Hero.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, yeah, P.J. Washington used to put up numbers like that. Last year, Nick Richards had a few games where he's able to do that. So, not too distant past. Hey, Olivier Sarr did it Saturday. He had 14 and 12. How about that?
Let's make Strebel mad.
All right.
It's already happened.
We need to do that, and we got to get to the other time where he failed everyone on the podcast. He failed the show on the podcast that he does with Kevin Hale and I don't know who else was on there.
I had John Wong on there.
There you
go. Terry Brown.
We'll
had Justin Jeffries, Max Godby.
Go ahead. What sound do we have here on this Tuesday edition of The Take? By the way, Mike DeCourcy coming up at the top of the hour.
Do we want to play the Maven stuff now?
Let's play some of it. We might as well.
Okay.
Let's
go.
We might as well play some of it. Go ahead.
Maven and Rummage are going to hate me. They're talking about Malik Cunningham. And, like, I understand what they're trying to say.
Okay, well, let's see then. No, understandable.
Why do you have to baby the sound? You're banging the damn sound.
You are banging
the sound.
Quit
banging Maven and Rummage. Play the effing sound.
Because I don't want what to happen a couple months ago. So you took that off context.
Who are you?
What happened? What happened a couple months ago?
What happened a couple months ago?
They put a tweet out against me. Yeah, you lost it to my life every day.
No, I played a clip out of context, and I got crushed for it.
Oh, shut up.
You guys and Maven and Rummage. I got crushed all around for it.
Don't you,
so this is an out of context
clip. Quit being such a baby about it. Just play the sound. God bless. You don't have to read a dissertation. I apologize, Maven and Rummage. They're making me do this. Don't be mad at me, Maven and Rummage.
He's bending the knee on the front end.
Good grief. Right,
that was Louisville. They just called. You know what I'm saying? You know, talking about grad transferring. Oh, really, honey? Who they got a quarterback? This guy named Malik Cunningham. Let me go to the highlights real quick.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube Malik Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
I dare somebody to type in Malik Cunningham
point,
highlights and say, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Right.
That's him? That's the coach. That's the guy y'all talking about bringing in some. We think you can bring some good competition in for Malik Cunningham.
Yeah.
It's all good until you type in his YouTube.
Type in his YouTube. Well, you know who else I had? If I went and typed in. You know,
well, that's what
Brandon
saying.
Boston highlights on YouTube. Guess what? I'm gonna look at those highlights. Like, damn, he's a star. That's a lottery pick.
I don't think Rummage agreed with that.
He didn't. He was very tentative.
He was very timid.
Yes.
Here's what I would say. I understand why Mitch prefaced it.
Why?
Well, I mean, you could take that easily out of context. There is a part of that I don't agree with.
Right.
There is a part of that I do agree with. And that's the problem with Malik Cunningham.
That is.
The problem with Malik Cunningham is you can make fun of that sound or you can believe that sound.
You can agree with
it. And it could be right.
Either way could be right.
And that's the problem with Malik Cunningham is you don't know really how good he is.
But
he's better than what the replacement could be, but a graduate transfer, how much graduate transfers think they're going to play is always an interesting question anyway.
Isn't that entire statement you made the problem with Malik Cunningham?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's year three. You have a lot of sample size on Malik Cunningham, and we're still saying, well, I don't really know what you're going to get out of Malik Cunningham. Isn't that the issue?
You know there's more. You know there are better – there are quarterbacks you would feel better with. There are a group of quarterbacks.
Right.
But Louisville fans also know there are a group of quarterbacks that could be a hell of a lot worse. And you've had some of them.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that's the issue. It's why we started the show with Cunningham saying he's coming back is interesting to me, A, because he felt the need to say it, but B, you know, and maybe there was some sort of a conversation there that we just, that, you know, Louisville fan base and sports radio and everybody else covering and following and cheering or whatever for this team hasn't done. But it's the other thing of, you know, Chuba Purdy, T-Webb, you know what Evan Conley is. Mm. The couple guys they have coming in, I mean, listen, I just don't believe their quarterbacks. The kid from Georgia Southern, T.J. Lewis, like they're going to need to hit on multiple guys to fill this quarterback room. So if Malik, I mean, if he would have left, I don't even know. I mean, they would have been on the graduate transfer trying to get, like, the top guy the way that, you know, Kentucky and Louisville on the basketball side.
Right,
or trying to get Carly Jones and Olivier Saar and Kristen Cunningham.
Right.
And these different guys. And so.
Well, how troublesome is it that.
I agree and disagree with that sound, and that is Malik Cunningham's career right now. That's how I feel about him next year.
But isn't it troublesome that Malik Cunningham had to put out a statement, because if he would have left, your quarterback room would have been Evan Connolly. I mean, right now the quarterback room is Malik Cunningham and Evan Connolly. And that's it.
I don't even know. That conversation.
That would be worrisome.
We never even got to that conversation. We never even considered that was even going to be the case. Go ahead, Mitch. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said I'm worried.
About what?
The quarterback room. Like what Striebel said.
It's huge right now.
I mean, even if you add a guy who we don't know, like, I mean, it could be whoever, you still only have three guys in the quarterback room who could possibly play, and I just don't think
To me, it is very worrisome, actually. To me, it should be a much bigger story. To me, T. Webb leaving, Evan Connolly not getting – I mean, Evan Connolly last year was clearly behind Juwan Pass.
Which is surprising.
Knows what I thought of Juwan Pass, and every time he played, you never had a chance to win. Okay, beat Murray State twice or whatever it was. I mean, that is – he had to be benched against Indiana State to win that game, Western Kentucky to win those games. We'll talk more about this after DeCourcy in the 5 o'clock hour, but – we had the conversation in the 3 o'clock hour. My biggest surprise last year, maybe locally, in totality, okay, was maybe even more than the records of Louisville and Kentucky, and maybe Indiana having a good record,
right.
Is that Cunningham stayed healthy. And a texter brought up earlier, he was always injured, but he was never hurt. And that might be a better way to say it, but I thought we would be talking about him missing time in games, leaving games early, consistently be watching that, as we knew he was going to run the balls. We knew he was going to take sacks because of himself and because of the offensive line. I think, because people always think, like, we overreact to things and whatever.
Yeah,
if you lined up for me, the main issue with these teams, it's quarterback, but for different reasons.
Yeah,
Louisville right now isn't getting them, and Satterfield's an offensive guy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to figure out if they're just missing on guys. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I am trying to find why they don't have. And Mitch talks about being worried. I would be like, this can't just be a graduate transfer thing. This has to be, you have guys that it can be a graduate transfer thing if you're Oklahoma. Now they went to Spencer Rattler, and obviously, you know, but you know that in college, you got to have guys ready. And they don't have guys ready right now. And they didn't have good options last year. And Louisville got really lucky last year that Malik Cunningham didn't go down and they had to turn to Juwan Pass and or Evan Connolly. And Cunningham had his issues. He had turnover issues. He had consistency issues. And I can't believe you didn't have to go to those guys. Development on the Kentucky side and then recruitment, and I don't even know what to say development-wise, because like you would think by year three, Satterfield would have a guy who was a high school guy that he brought in, and that, like, if Cunningham bleeps up, that this guy, we're calling for him.
He's ready.
But I can't go to the backup quarterback talk. What are we going to do?
The
backup quarterback is. To me, it's the number one story locally for these teams is quarterback, but different reasons why. You would think if you're a Kentucky fan, you have two options there. I don't know how good either one of those options
are. Nobody does.
But if Kentucky fans feel like one of those options is going to be good enough to play in the SEC.
And you talked about the graduate transfer market or just the transfer market now, because there's guys that can just leave whatever school they're at one time. But are there any JT Daniels, Jamie Newmans?
No.
Exactly. That's another worrisome part.
There's none of those guys out there.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts are these guys recently that transferred from big-time programs to other big-time programs.
Notre Dame got the Wisconsin quarterback, Jack Cohen. I think he stinks.
Yeah.
No, I thought he stunk. Yeah. No, I thought he was bad. I feel like there's an issue here.
And there's no fix.
I feel like this is an issue that's easy to talk about, but I don't know if it's really being talked about. It is a little bit worrisome.
Absolutely, on both sides of it. I mean, Louisville not having somebody.
There's a level of misses here. I don't know. I don't know if people want hardcore quarterback room talk.
No, I think it's interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like an offensive coach bringing in a couple quarterbacks. is one of the main reasons you hire an offensive coach.
Well, the two guys.
Does that make sense? I mean, Charlie Strong came in, and what did you see? A bunch of defensive players from Florida. And that's what you got. You get Charlie Strong, right?
NFL
like,
players.
Bobby Petrino came in, and you got some quarterbacks, and you got like 19 wide receivers
and
on a roster.
Backs.
Well, that, and you had no defense. Well, it's Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And everyone hated him. It's Bobby Petrino. You got what you paid for with Scott Satterfield. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because I figured immediately. Like there would be some run of quarterbacks that would want to play for the guy. I'm not saying that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying right now I feel like the plan for U of L football and where the roster is stronger, boy, just about everywhere but quarterback and safety. And we got to get to Blankenbaker after the break.
Yeah.
Mitch, did you ever find that sound that I told you about?
No.
Well, don't. Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I just smile because what else can I do?
Strabo likes to see me being crushed.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't like to see. Well, I don't ever dance on your grave.
As Blankenbaker was praising Georgia State today, he did say, and they better get some graduate transfers, otherwise they're going to put walk-ons on the field at safety.
Oh, come on.
And he's blasting me, and I'm like, he's blasting you. I'm like worried about your walk on. Worried about your walk on.
I can't wait for this. Yes.
So we can get into that, Mike DeCourcy, in 30 minutes. It's the Take. It's a Tuesday on ESPN Louisville. Alrighty, the playoffs are coming up this weekend. No better place to get in on all of the action than with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. You need to check out everything they have to offer, plus a great deal for you. New users, listen up. To celebrate the most exciting time of the football season, DraftKings is giving you the chance to double your money. All it takes is for one measly touchdown to be scored during Saturday's football games. Opt in, place your bet, sit back and wait for that first touchdown, and you double your money. Plus, all the basketball is out there. College football playoff coming up on Monday. They are locked and loaded at DraftKings. So download right now the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to have a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in one of the three football games coming up on Saturday. That's code WHBE for new players to get a shot at doubling their money for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
So I went, I picked up my bourbon. I was like, oh, I'll get some beer. So I went and I got some stouts, some Imperial stouts, 9%. I drank two glasses of bourbon. Then I drank those four stout beers. And
you drank four stouts?
Yeah.
Strebel!
And James Strebel.
I almost died.
Strebel, I thought you only had one or two.
No, I drank all four of them. It's a four-pack.
You drank a four-pack of Imperial
ounce.
Stouts?
Yeah.
They're like 10.5%?
Yeah.
On top of bourbon?
Yeah, I did.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, NFL playoffs, college football playoff coming up, whatever it may be. If you want to update that TV and or home audio situation, get it up to par today. And trust you, we trust here at ESPN Louisville. It's RGB Home Theaters. You can find them online today, rgbhometheaters.com. Not only TVs and projectors, but much, much more. Complete theater systems. Diener, by the way, is talking about getting like lights now.
Is he really?
He's
going all out.
I just told him, you should have just went all out, like, immediately.
This is the first thing.
You're just doing it in pieces right now.
Yeah.
Just whatever they can offer you, just put the entire theater system up.
So what's the outdoor setup going?
I got to send them money.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in a second. Don't worry. We'll get to that here in a second. Don't worry. We'll get to that here in a second. Complete theaters, outdoor setups, security setups, they got you covered, and they'll price match the big box stores. Do not overpay. Check out what they can do for you. RGB Home Theaters, you can get that free estimate, and you can see all the work they have done around the area. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Do you want to get to this Blankenbaker stuff real quick?
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
Well, here's all that it is.
Okay.
So I wake up this morning. The first thing I hear is Blank swiping me.
swiping you.
It's the first thing I hear when I turn on the old ESPN Louisville app today for the dinner show.
Okay.
And part of me, Mitch, I want you to be honest here, Mitch. Okay. But if you remember, we had a fantasy football league around here.
Yeah.
We had the Val Vano League, who split away.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the league here.
Yeah.
And see, I'm never being commissioner again. I'm in other fantasy leagues. I don't care if I'm in a fantasy league with the guys around the office.
So
okay?
You're one and done as commissioner.
I'm one and done, and I don't care if I'm a part of it anymore.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. These guys don't respect the game.
They don't respect the game.
Only a few of them do. And I'm butthurt that I had the best team, but McCaffrey got hurt. But
yeah.
I had the best team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But anyway. There's very little trash talk, and it's just Blanka Baker complaining about Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no one wants to draft. No one wants to draft, which is the fun of it.
Right.
If you remember, Diener and Blank,
they went to double dogs.
They went to double dogs, and the rest of us were around there.
Process wouldn't talk to us.
Process wouldn't talk to anybody.
He's in the corner.
He's one of the lifes of the party.
Yeah.
Biscuit whined the entire time, and then he lied about being in Bob's league.
God,
do you understand?
I remember all this. It's all coming back.
And then
to me.
Lied.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Because you had to make the choice: our league or Bob's league. Doesn't matter. We're not butthurt, so we move mountains. As a commissioner, I am taking mountains. I am picking up a mountain. I am setting Mount Everest down.
Yes.
Then I'm picking up another.
Mount Olympus.
I am filling the Grand Canyon. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm moving mountains around for Biscuit.
For Biscuit.
Because
yeah.
We were going to have 10. If we couldn't find anybody, we're going to have eight guys.
Yeah.
Then it went to 10. Then Biscuit, then we got 12, then
he
Biscuit, then he's out, then he's back in, and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
And then Biscuit lied to us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, he wasn't very truthful.
I hate you to say it.
Yeah. But it's out there now.
Listen, he grew up with Rick Pitino and Bobby Petrino. What do you expect from him?
He cheered for those men.
What do you expect, okay?
Yes, he believed them too.
You're damn right. He believed those men. So, and then we have Rummage. Who went 1-12 because Rummage is a curse to all teams.
And he just didn't check his lineup. He quit.
And he quit. He quit.
He left his roster empty. So-and-so has COVID this week. Yeah, oh, well.
And then I figured everyone around here was scared of Rummage. Like Mitch,
what?
Who's terrified and bends the knee.
Yes.
Because no one said a damn word. No one said a damn word.
Nothing.
Okay?
No one said, hey, Rummage, set your lineup.
I mean, there was a guy that was clearly injured. Who was it? Cortland Sutton. It was like week two of the season.
I remember that.
And Biscuit played him, and everyone knew for 48 hours that the guy wasn't going to play Biscuit.
And he left him in the lineup.
And then, to add insult to injury, Biscuit got like second in our league.
Yes, I heard that.
And then, after line,
yeah.
And like won Bob's league, because none of them are watching any. I mean, Andrew Chernoff ain't watching NFL. He's watching Porsche's drive in Monte Carlo. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Syracuse sports.
Yeah, Chernoff doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Taylor Lynch is just shirt off country music. It's Sunday. That's all that he knows.
Luke Hancock wasn't paying attention.
Luke Hancock doesn't know anyone in the league. Doesn't want to know anyone in the league.
No, he did it as a favor.
And so our league has fallen apart, and that's it. And that's all I can say. I think Bob just paid the money out of his pocket. I think Bob just paid the winner.
He did. He rises like, hey,
so
there you go.
Yeah,
here's the hundy.
And so no one, like, I can't, like, am I going to be the commissioner that punishes? I mean, Rummage needs to be out of the league for a period of time.
A suspension.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm not doing that. So I don't know. So anyway,
so why is Blank-
I wake up this morning. And Blank's trashing me because Diener hadn't been paid yet. So let me explain.
Okay.
And so they went on and on. And here's what I was going to say about Blankenbaker. How he's Donald Trump.
Yeah, how is he Trump?
You ready for this? Donald Trump is pleading with people that the election is being stolen from him.
Yes.
While he is quite literally trying to do the stealing.
Yeah, find me votes.
He is alleging someone else is stealing while on the record he is trying to steal.
Yeah.
Blankenbaker is always about these fake narratives that people throw at him,
mm-hmm.
while he is the one spreading fake narratives.
Yeah.
So here's what we did.
Okay.
As a commissioner of this league, we all work and we know each other. No right. one's going to rip somebody off. Am I missing? Mitch, you help me here. Am I missing this?
That's a great point. Here was my thought.
Some of the guys weren't there for the draft. Okay, because they decided to go break down Georgia Southern's roster. Diener, maybe we could get, they're eating a chicken tender. Yeah. Maybe we could get this, what's the kid's name? Sherry Watts, what's his name,
Shea
Mitch?
Wirtz.
Shea Wirtz, Sherry Watts.
We can get Watts, Clemson, oh no.
We can get Wirtz.
No, Clemson wanted him. There's the thing, Clemson wanted him.
Oh,
Clemson
okay. wanted.
Satterfield got him from Clemson.
Yeah.
He got him. He won.
He stole him from Dabo.
He won the recruiting battle. I don't know if anyone knows it. It needs to be a breaking news. The air raid of Neil Brown needs to go off.
Yeah.
I expect it to be breaking news. I had absolutely no idea that they beat him out. So Satterfield,
better than Dabo.
He moves up better than Dabo, the whole thing. So I'm listening, and it goes, Diener had not been paid, and other leagues had paid out. Well, some of the people weren't there at the league.
Mm-hmm.
There was a I don't have a PayPal. I have a Venmo. Well, I don't have a Venmo. I have a PayPal.
Yeah.
And there's Mitch. I don't have the money right now. It's in process. I don't have the money right now. And so no, I agree. The money, it should be in day one.
Yeah.
But the problem is I don't want all these knuckleheads giving me their money that's going to sit in my PayPal or Venmo.
I understand that. It's just sitting there.
I buy things on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. You're up at night and alien tapes on the TV.
Yeah.
And so, damn it, it looks cool.
Yeah. And so I don't want to have to be remembering, and we need a treasurer, okay?
Ah.
And so I had to hop on the dinner show. I'm like, guys, everyone's going to pay each other. And if someone doesn't, like, directly pay Diener, that's going to be funny content.
Exactly. What?
And so everyone's fine. And so, like, I'm going to pay Biscuit, so Biscuit gets his money back. Grossman got 30, gets his money back.
Sure.
And Diener, and the problem here is, and no one wants to say it, I'll say it, no one likes that Diener won.
Everyone's mad that Diener won.
Well yeah, that's like...
Because he's Diener.
That's like Bezos winning the lottery.
Exactly, he's Diener, he's the VP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going on here. Yeah.
Well, Blank also, that's why I was won the Fantasy Baseball League, and I was mad at Blank for winning the Fantasy Baseball League.
You were.
But Blank just sticking up, where's Diener's money?
Oh,
like, settle down there, Chippy.
Yeah.
What do they call him? Settle down there,
Chippy.
I mean, what do they call him? I mean, have you paid my man yet?
Have you paid him?
Have you paid Drew? Have you paid Drew? Tell me, have you paid Drew? It's 7:15. I'm like, damn, dude, the season just ended Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday morning. Diener's getting his money.
Chill.
It's okay. He's like, I need documentation. I'm like,
did he really say that?
He's like, I need documentation.
Why do you need documentation? He's a grown-ass man.
Blankenbaker, I need documentation because I don't even know how much a league was. I'm like, well, because you were at Double Dogs.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
That's because you were breaking down the Georgia Southern roster with Darren Rogers. Don't blame me for that.
Here's the thing.
So that's where we are right now.
Well, like you said, Diener knows where you are.
And the email got out today, and he's going to be paid. And there was no issue. There's no discrepancy.
I just paid him.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, boom.
And I didn't want all the money because, A, the guys didn't have it, and, B, I didn't want, however much money that was sitting in my Venmo.
It wasn't like you're texting Mitch saying, hey, Mitch, don't pay Diener. Or like, hey, Grossman, don't pay Diener, or anything like that. That's.
But like tonight, he'll have his money back. He'll be all good.
It'll be fine.
It's fine, yeah. Process says, I'm writing the check. It's done. Yeah, it's done. We're men.
Oh, process
men
is writing the check?
That's what men do. They pay. Yeah, you won the bet. Done. That's it. It's done.
Who was Locke? Didn't someone not pay Locke?
Me and Jason.
That's what it was.
But that was only to earn Jason.
To make Locke mad.
No, because Locke was a coward.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell us to our face.
Yeah.
He would write an email.
Oh, so he was even, by the way.
Yeah, he would, hey, guys, by the way. He wouldn't say anything to our faces, so we said we're just not going to pay him until he mans up.
Actually comes to you.
Right, until they drop.
Hey.
Until they drop, and cojones. He mans up. His cojones, they drop down, and he's able to do that. So that's where we are.
I didn't know
it's
any
not
of
a
this
big
was
deal
going
at all.
On. It's not a big deal, but for, Blankenbaker's got to go on the radio and stick up for Drew. Here's my question. How much was Drew actually bothered by any of this? That's the question.
Oh, it's pennies to Diener.
Hey, well, that's the thing. It's like
pennies.
I don't even think Drew's probably like, hey, where's my money? I'll get it, whatever. But he probably had that conversation with Blankenbaker, and Blankenbaker just blew up. Like, what? They didn't pay you!
He attacked me like I was Lisa Mattingly or a Clemson football player
or
a UK
anyone
fan.
On Kentucky's fan base, roster,
so
whatever.
That is how he is Trump. He's not trying to he's spreading fake news while being mad at fake news the way that Trump is mad about the vote being stolen
and
while
then trying to
while also
find
trying to steal.
Votes. Yes.
I did see people met at Kohl's to go to Washington. Interesting that you shopped there.
Yes, but it's not in the wonderful, beautiful Charlestown Road. Why did I say it like that? Charlestown Road Kohl's that I frequent, so I'm not worried about it.
Texas says, blank wants to know how much of an allowance he's going to get. Texas says, if you decide to be commish, it's assumed that you also have to hold the money. No, it's not.
Well, I mean,
I disagree with that.
If it's an honor system.
We
you all know each other.
We all work together. We know each other.
It's like the process doesn't pay in 2 weeks. All you got to do is say, hey, process, walk into the office, the bullpen, where the boys are.
And it's
say,
done.
Hey, process, you got my $30, $40, whatever it was to join the league.
You think Diener's in a $30 league?
I'm sure it's like $100.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Mitch, go ahead. So, what sound did you want? What? Go ahead.
I was gonna say Diener got another stimulus check for winning this league.
Yeah. No one's happy about Diener winning.
Plus, no one
liked his team. And Biscuit and Rummage, the cowardice from everyone not calling them out is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean
cowardice. And I would be by myself. Now I understand how it is to be Roger Goodell. I stand up here alone. I'm a lone man. I'm a naked man. I'm a nude artist, and people are painting me.
Yeah.
And there's no leaf. There's no grape. There's nothing.
No,
it's
no
just
columns
me.
In front.
There's no column in front. A column. Yeah,
like a column.
Like
in
a leaf.
Front. Yeah.
There's none of that.
And you're outside of the elements.
I'm just out here. There's shrinkage. I'm nude.
It's cold.
I'm nude. I'm just nude.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing right now. That's all that I can say.
I just
Rummage went 1-12. Didn't start a team for like 6 weeks.
I mean, one of the things that in my fantasy group that I'm in, I mean, that's one of the things we do. If you don't set your lineup, you get berated.
There you
go. Like everybody berates you for not setting your lineup. I'm in the NBA league right now that I'm in, and if people aren't setting their lineup,
how much is that for?
It's $50.
Okay.
It's $50.
Okay.
But if you don't set your lineup,
you get worked.
You get worked over. That's just the rule.
Tax or money should be paid prior to the season. Absolutely. I agree. I agree. Texas says have it reducted from the payroll. Yes. Texas says blank spreading lies, not very much of a Louisville man. Mitch, you said you had some sound you wanted to play for Strebel here.
No,
this is
from the podcast.
Oh, this is from the podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
last
I heard
night.
You hear him sit back in his chair a little bit?
Yeah,
I heard
it.
Yeah, I heard the chair creak.
It creaked. Yeah, go ahead.
He's sitting back.
Let's attack Strebel again. Go ahead.
Strebel.
Yeah, go ahead.
We told you before you went on this podcast, if any of these people believe that UK football is 9-3 or 8-4, you got to go to battle.
But no one said that.
Mm-hmm.
Who said it? I really don't remember. Who said they were 8-4 or 9-3 or whatever?
Dr. Wong.
I can't with him. I can't attack that man.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah, that's his excuse. If it would have been Kevin Hale in his sex room or
I still don't
been,
believe that.
I'm sorry.
Totally
I'm not
you,
arguing
Mitch.
With Dr. Wong. It's not happening. I love him too much.
He said it, and you made a face, and you didn't say anything.
And you had a moment.
I know what you're talking about now.
Deep down.
Oh, now you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I did make a face.
Deep down, listen, there's enough BBN honks.
I know.
You're never going to penetrate the scene being a BBN honk.
I know.
They all are. You're never going to win that battle.
No.
Your battle is Kentucky football doesn't get off the hook. That's your battle.
I know.
And you're losing the battle.
Well, I've said it. We played the sound yesterday.
You didn't say it last night.
Well, because, I did.
You didn't say it on a CFO.
That's
now
the
I'm whole
naked.
Reason why I watched your guys' podcast. I was like, someone's going to say it.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Wong said it, and I stared at you through my computer screen, and you just made a face and didn't do anything. You made a face like you're wanting to say something, but you bit your tongue.
That's the way it was. I have no defense. I'm defenseless.
Why do you get so nervous around any type of media person?
Not always.
It's John Wong.
I like John Wong.
I know he's a doctor, but it's you're not. I mean, come on. You can disagree with his opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't. There was no excuse for it. I just didn't
if
do it.
If Jack Pilgrim were on the podcast last night and said that, you wouldn't have battled him either. You wouldn't have. You would not have.
Probably not.
If Ryan Lemon was up, there's no. I'm saying nobody. Nobody.
Well, there's a few people I may have. But...
maybe Roland, because you battled him before. Now you feel like it's okay to do so.
Right.
He picked next year's Kentucky team to be 9-3.
Not really. Did he really do
no,
that?
No, 9-3.
He did.
Freddie Maggard has a preseason top 25.
Which is silly because they don't have a quarterback. Like, we don't know what the quarterback situation is. You can't have a top 25 team and not know who your starting quarterback is.
Justin Jeffries just tweeted us, I saw the face. Yeah.
Justin saw the face too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't
now
know.
Now Justin Jeffries knows
now
you're a coward.
Now he's mad
now,
at me.
Now he knows
now,
you're a coward.
Now I look bad in front of Justin Jeffries. Damn it. He's an offensive lineman. He's large. And now he thinks less of me.
Hang on.
Thank you, Justin.
Mitch, have you noticed he just gave facts about Justin Jeffries? He's a football player.
Yeah.
He's an offensive lineman. He's large. He's into agriculture. Like he
exactly.
just started naming facts like he was reading Justin Jeffries' Wikipedia. There was nothing there. You weren't adding anything but just to fill space.
Now I look bad in front of Justin Jeffries, and so that hurts me a little bit.
It should hurt you a little bit.
I like Justin. I like everybody. I guess that's my problem. I like everybody.
Yeah, they don't like you.
Well, they do. Well, not everybody doesn't like me. Everyone last night likes me.
Yeah.
For the most part.
For the most part. It was embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Kevin Hale in that room, man. I just – the whip on the wall is
well, that's
probably –
That's the one, the centerpiece.
The hooks and the whip. It's just something –
It's like in the movie Hellraiser.
Something I didn't know that we needed. Anyway, let's take a break. Mike DeCourcy, college basketball talk next on The Take on a Tuesday. Alrighty, before we get Mike DeCourcy, do need to tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. Guys, they've been around since 1984. We've been telling you about them for the last couple years. They've been in my home. They've been in Strebel's home. If you have any issue from a small fix like I had or a complete system replacement like Strebel had, they are who you can trust. They're on call 24/7, 365 for any of your emergencies, whether it be for your home or business. You can trust BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online, bjheatcool.com. And the phone number, 812-283-7221. And if you have, by the way, that room that's difficult to heat up or cool down, obviously heat up in the winter, kind of this room right here that we're in, Strebel, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. You throw one of the Bryant mini splits on the wall, they're quiet and efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.